we in Papua are a lot happier today than we have been for many years, particularly in the 60s, 70s, and right up to 90s, even to the end of 90s. We find ourselves living in a much happier political environment, economically. Yes, we have a lot to strive for and try and achieve. That is part of the ongoing struggle. But on the whole, we are much happier about the situation in Papua.
According to the Human Rights Commission in Indonesia, a lot of the rights problems in Papua are about basic freedoms like freedom of assembly and expression. A couple of years ago, there were mass arrests in Papua. Where's that heading? Is that getting worse?
Yeah, Papua or Indonesia is not a perfect country. It cannot be. But I again want to say, I see it otherwise. For someone like me and my brother here, and Nick, we were there in the 60s, and in the 70s, 80s, and onward, we found ourselves abroad with the advent of special autonomy for Papua. We decided that was the political compromise we were looking for. That was the end result of the struggle we pursued, a political compromise that we thought and we still believe was acceptable to Jakarta and also acceptable to us Papuans, whatever the elements of dissident groups may wish to say. So the situation is a lot more amenable. We are in a much better position today than we had been for decades. That's how I see it.
It's well canvassed. You've said Papuans should just deal with the reality as it is, and that is being part of Indonesia. But do young Papuans feel the same?
Diverse of opinion is healthy. And Papuans are not being dictated to by anyone, as would have been the case in the 60s or 70s. Papuans were told to toe the line, the government line. But it's no longer the case. And what you have described is correct. There is diverse of opinion. There are a lot of younger Papuans think otherwise. They have other views about Papua's status and how it should be handled or where it should be. And I think that is an indication of the newfound freedom and newfound rights. I think we need to nurture these values because we need them. We need that. All of that to be able to prepare a framework enabling us to create our future that can be a lot better for those who come after us.
Can Papuans form their own political party?
That opportunity exists, just that the opportunity is there, just had not positioned Papuan leaders or Papuan leaders have not positioned themselves. I think it's latter is the case to thinking about forming the local parties. And it also will require further consultation with the national authority for us to do that. But the opportunities, they are in the legislation. At the moment, it is not being regarded as a priority because the existing nationally based political parties are very active even in the regions including Papua.
So you have to consult with Jakarta before forming a party?
We are part of Indonesia. Our national government, yes, in Jakarta, we have to consult. And I think when people talk about dialogue, for instance, it has to be an ongoing process. Consultation and dialogue must be an ongoing process between us in Papua and the central authority in Jakarta. And that, I think, is healthy. We were abroad before, Nick and I, for instance. We were abroad before. We're all pursuing Papuan interests. Just the means to achieving the end, that is where we differ. When special autonomy came into existence, some of us felt that that was the unacceptable political compromise between Jakarta and Papua, special autonomy law.
But hasn't it been problematic and rather unsatisfactory for Papuans? I mean, didn't they formally reject special autonomy a few years after it began?
Yeah, when you say they formally reject
the MRP?
Who formally rejected?
Wasn't it the legislature in Papua? They
no, I think it's more the liberation, the dissident group that rejected. But special autonomy law is a law, any other law, just as any other law in Indonesia, that is a law in existence. We have to abide by that. Now, if we throw the special autonomy law out of the window, where is that going to leave Papuans? We will have nothing specifically designed to protect us, to protect our interests, to pursue...
But it could be improved, couldn't it? Couldn't there be special autonomy plus?
Of course, yeah. It can be improved.
I saw some footage the other day of the Papuan Congress in 2000, which you were at. I'm not sure if you were...
Yes, we were both. Nick and I were there. Right in the forefront, too.
It seemed to be a very emotional moment, and it just gave me an idea of how people might feel about being independent. Do you think that would still be at the heart of what Papuans want?
No, independence. I mean, this is the question. What is it? Is it a status, a political status, or independence is a virtue that requires time and process to actually realizing it? Independence for some of us doesn't mean the instant action of declaring a sovereign nation and said, we are independent. I think it's more a value. Indonesia has been independent for a number of decades now. But in order to find that value of freedom, of being independent, it's a continuing process. Even today, we are still making an effort to realize that. Differ between being an independent sovereign nation of Papua, then being free and well-off economically, socially, within a government structure that is in existence today. I think we need to take a deeper look at the issues than just trying to interpret the emotions of the people and so on, of course. But like in any other political processes, you can never win outright. You always end up with political compromises. And for some of us, we decided that special autonomy, however imperfect and incomplete it may be, it is an acceptable political compromise, and we need to grab hold of it earnestly and make it to serve our interests.